Give me your hand, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody say, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say.
Chapter 5. Posted in KickPuncherCon by Dean Dong.
Subject: Friday free-for-all. Hi guys, just popping in to say that it's Friday once again, and the floor is yours. Go wild. Please remember to respect each other. You're the only KickPuncher fandom you've got.
150 comments. Leave a comment. Subject: Happy Thanksgiving! BrownieLover17.
Hello everyone. Happy day after Thanksgiving. I wanted to start a thread about what we all did for Thanksgiving, because personally mine was so wonderful that I figured everyone else must have had a great one too and would want to share their undoubtedly joyful stories. Personally, I made a big dinner, and after we all went to a Thursday evening mass to thank the Lord for how lucky we truly are, and then before we all went to bed, I showed my boys Kickpuncher, and they liked it too, which was so nice. My oldest one even drew art. He's becoming just like his mama. If any of you wanted to see his cute drawings, they're here.
brownielover17.livejournal.com/1234.html.
And then this morning, I got the best purse at Target for only $2. I almost had to fight someone for it because it was the last one, but then I got to the rack just in time. Smiley face. I don't really get a lot of time to see my family since I'm still in school and I have my own business now, so having a holiday was just so nice. How about all of you?
Princess Annie.
Yesterday was great, surprisingly. My grandparents on my dad's side, who have been very supportive ever since my parents stopped talking to me, made an amazing Thanksgiving dinner for me and a few aunts and uncles, and it was just really fun. Heart. It was also nice to get a chance to write, although I had to hide it from my grandparents when I was staying the night because they don't exactly approve of the stuff or issues I enjoy writing about. But that's life, I suppose. I finished chapter 5 of Time Bomb.
princessannie.livejournal.com/1235.html.
BrownieLover17.
Oh, they sound like such nice people. Heart.
T-Bone.
Kind of the best Thanksgiving ever! For the first time this year, me and Life in Technicolor had a joint Thanksgiving to celebrate and show off our place. We didn't do it last year, because our apartment was pretty new and kind of a mess from moving. But we cleaned up special this year for company and put on suits and made dinner together. Or, well, Tech did most of the cooking, because I'm awful at it. But I'm good at baking, and he's not, so I did that. Tech's mom doesn't usually have Thanksgiving with him, and his dad was home, so we had him over, and both sets of my parents and grandparents. They all seemed to like each other pretty well, and Nana hardly even yelled, even though I accidentally set the whole table on fire with the wrong kind of candles, and Tech kept confusing her by talking about movies she's never seen. And my divorced parents didn't argue either. Although they kept shooting me and Tech funny looks, I don't think they expected our dinner to be so good. But they seemed to like it better than last Thanksgiving when I suggested we all get together. None of us talk about the last Thanksgiving we all spent together, minus Tech. Ever. For reasons. So it was good to make some new memories. Big grin.
Life in Technicolor.
You forgot to talk about this morning. We went shopping for each other and our friends and families, and then we saw Wreck-It Ralph. T-Bone cried during the movie, and also he's getting me an Inspector Spacetime trench coat for Christmas. Or, well, as a vague seasonal gift that coincidentally happens on December 25, since he doesn't celebrate Christmas due to being a Jehovah's Witness. I didn't cry during the movie, but I feel like it definitely earned its tearjerker moments. I won't say what I'm getting him for December 25 because it's pretty awesome. We also built a snowman that looks like a velociraptor in the park, and now we're inside and typing right next to each other and T-Bone is awesome, and your argument is invalid.
T-Bone.
That's what you get for hacking my Twitter yesterday. I don't think John Waters is the sexiest man alive. Also, in my defense, that movie was really sad, and I never cry, so... That trench coat was an unrelated buy to you or to any general holiday season. And I already know you're getting me a quantum spanner so I can play the 14th Inspector. That Velociraptor was dope. It was all V-face, squidgy face, dead face. Come back over here. I'm cold.
Ding dong.
Friendly reminder to take personal conversations that other members of the comm can't take part in to your LJ mailbox.
T-Bone.
Oops. Sorry again, Maud. Sometimes I get excited.
Brownie Lover 17.
New memories are always good. Your holiday sounds very wholesome.
Ding dong.
I had a lovely Thanksgiving with my own family. My father is finally talking to me again, and he even invited my boyfriend over for dinner. And then after dinner, we won at Password. Today for Black Friday, I went shopping at Everything Alpaca, and I got Mom and Dad the softest scarves you've ever felt. You really can't beat alpaca fur. And I got the boyfriend an alpaca fur teddy bear.
Brownie Lover 17.
Alpaca fur is the best. Heart. My husband got me a hat made of it once. It was very soft.
One-eyed cat.
Thanksgiving is the opiate of the masses. I didn't do anything.
Winging it.
I'm with Cat on this one. I didn't do anything either.
Brownie Lover 17.
Really? You didn't do anything? Nothing at all? You didn't even spend time with friends or family? Or online?
One-eyed cat.
Nothing.
Winging it.
I did nothing at all.
Streets ahead.
Thanksgiving was yesterday.
Excerpt from part 5 of Time Bomb by Princess Annie.
Her breathing was ragged as she ran faster and faster through the wasteland, looking for shelter from the chaotic thrum of bullets ricocheting off of her armor. It had been days, and a part of her wanted to just stop now so that the pain and the terror and the hunger could finally end. This wasn't Punch Kicker, but these were her people. They had been lovers. Kick Puncher wondered whether this would mean that her death, if she submitted, would be painless. But she threw the thought from her mind as quickly as it came. She had a job to do and people to save, and Punch Kicker would never forgive her for giving in easily. It would ruin the whole game, and that was all Punch Kicker lived for anyway. Kick Puncher hated Punch Kicker to the depths of her soul, but she also felt her on her skin every time she caught up to her own breath. She knew it was wrong, or maybe right, depending who benefited. It really was a mental double-edged sword. But she never wanted to stop feeling like they were a part of each other, and that couldn't happen if either of them were dead. So she kept going, although the weather was getting colder and the sun was going down for the third time she could remember. She ran past the point she was exhausted, past when she thought she was going to die, and past the point where even her pursuers had decided to finally give in. She didn't stop until she reached the sea.
Live journal entry for T-Bone, Friday, November 23rd.
Subject, Bigfest and Con. Hey guys! Just checking up real fast before I go to bed, and then see all of you in the morning! Wanted to make a couple of announcements on mine and LIT's behalf. First off, just telling you now, prepare to be jealous, because mine and LIT's Punch Kicker and Kick Puncher costumes are legit! And we have been making them for weeks, so if you meet up and you're like, you can't possibly be a person at the con. You're actually Kick Puncher and Punch Kicker. You will know you found us. Another note about the Fic Fest. We want all our stuff to be a surprise, so we won't be talking about any of it at the meetup. Just fair warning that my face is a no-spoiler zone. So if you want to talk, you'll have to be there solely for a cut of the T-bone steak. Big grin. Night all. I can't wait to meet all of you. Tomorrow is going to be so great!
23 comments. Leave a comment.